This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, live and in person this week, right here from the spacious and futuristic studios of WCBM 680, where I sit behind the console that looks like the console from the Starship Enterprise. When was that? Back in the 60s? That's about right. Chris Klaproth is our computer genius this morning, who's answering the phones and doing all kinds of good stuff. He's operating the board and getting you on the air. And glad to be back after a week away, doing a lot of hunting. Yes, I know. You would think that's a great thing. You get to hunt and do all that stuff. Well, yeah, I do. No question. But it was very, very exhausting. Very exhausting. And I'm not complaining. I'm just stating the fact how exhausting it was. No question. Left here last week, or 2 weeks ago, let's see, the 14th, muzzleloader season opened the 19th, which was Thursday morning. Went to the woods in Cecil County, one of my favorite stands, one of my favorite spots in all the whole wide world. Been there 22 years, got invited right on this radio show 22 years ago to go hunt that property. I was sitting in the exact same stand where I killed my first buck up there on the very first day I hunted, which was a beautiful 8-point buck, high, wide, symmetrical, high, symmetrical, not so wide, only a 120-inch buck, but a really, really nice-looking deer. And that's another story for another time. But they moved that particular box stand to another location, and I was trying to calculate it the other day in the last few years, and over the years, Jacob and I have taken 9 bucks out of that stand. 9 bucks. Everything from a spike with a 32 special back in a few years ago to a 8-point a couple of years ago with my dad's rifle. Jacob killed 4 nice deer out of there. His first 4 years of hunting with his grandmother's rifle, her 270. I didn't kill one there last year. Year before, I killed a 10-point. That was my best out of that stand. So it's been a very, very interesting time at that farm. On Friday, Thursday night, Jacob came down. I had to leave early in the day, but I did see about a 3-point, something like that, and a doe. Doe walked within 10 yards of the stand. The buck about 15 yards away, and off through the woods they went. Then they came back through one of them. I looked up an hour later, and there's the buck standing there with his head down, feeding about 40 yards. And I'm like, oh, that's a deer. But that was pretty much the morning. Then Jacob came down to the house on Thursday night, stayed over. We got up and went to Dorchester County down in the marsh for a Sika deer for the next 2 days, Friday morning, Friday evening, Saturday morning, Saturday evening. Jacob is going to be 18 here in a few days, believe it or not. And he sat in a different stand than I did every time. First morning, I saw several does and a spike, and he saw a few does. He saw a lot more than a few does. He saw a lot of deer back and forth across the across the shooting lanes and just cavorting like the does tend to do. One little spike buck pushing a few does. Friday evening, he saw a couple deer. Saw right at dusk, saw a 5-point stick his head out of the marsh and right back in. I saw does. And the whole camp was kind of quiet. One man shot a little buck, and that was Friday evening. Saturday, Jacob moved across the road into more of a marsh stand, and I stayed on my stand where I was. I saw four does. These are sika deer. Now, the formal name is hinds and stags, of course. And I saw four does. Jacob saw a couple. One young man, Hunter Reavy, killed a beautiful six-point buck with a CVA muzzleloader that he won at the Maryland Hunting Coalition benefit last year. Now, this is a CVA. I think it was a Wolf, but I'm not sure if that was the model. I'm pretty sure, but it looks like a Wolf. I didn't really look at the gun that close. He made a spectacular shot out of a redneck blind up a shooting lane at over 150 yards. And Hunter was not, he's not a big guy on ballistics or anything like that. He's just a 17-year-old man, and he's just same age as Jacob, and he is just cranked up about hunting. He works hard. He fills the feeders. He sets the timers. He goes out and cuts brush. And good old Hunter made a beautiful shot. When they dressed the deer out, the muzzleloader ball had gone directly through the heart of that stag, which was pretty cool. Again, Saturday evening, I sat in the same blind that Hunter shot that deer out of. I had a stag bugle around me the last hour and get closer, closer, closer. Just never came out. I had two does and a spike on the feeder right away as soon as the feeder, you know, went off and dropped some corn. And as the evening went on and it got darker and darker, they were coming from everywhere. I think there were eight altogether. Five does just worked their way towards me. It just got too dark. And the stag is out there bugling not that far away. So, and Jacob saw a couple deer, but that was pretty much it. So, that was our sika deer hunt. Sunday, back home. Jacob left Saturday night, drove home to his place in East Baltimore. And Sunday, I got ready and left for Frederick County, where my adopted daughter, Laura, had pulled a bear tag. We got to the property on Monday morning, stayed a half a day, went back in the evening, saw some deer, no bears. Tuesday, I didn't hunt. I came home Monday evening. I had a lot of work to do and get caught up on, so I did. Drove back up on Wednesday morning. We hunted Wednesday afternoon. No bears. Thursday morning, the final day of the season. It was a kind of weird day. And, Odell, I will get to your call, so hang in there for a minute. Kind of a weird day. Sitting there in the truck. We were really early, and you know, and it was a short walk to the bear stand, and we had left our seats in the woods. Now, we're seated on the ground on folding chairs. Now, you know, you think that's weird for being bear hunting, but we didn't feel like putting up a ground blind, and we didn't, where we were limited visibility upstream and downstream. And what limited even more upstream on this trail was through the night, I guess on Tuesday night, a big old maple tree crashed down across the trail. So we had a tough time seeing up the trail. So that being said, sitting there Thursday morning, very quiet, and I'm nodding off. I mean, we're in there pretty early, and I'm nodding off a little bit. My eyes are closed, but I'm still listening to stuff. And I hear Laura go, "Alan, wake up." Okay, I'm awake. So, you know, I paid a little bit of attention. I looked at her and said, "Why?" She says, "There's stuff moving all around." I said, "Okay, all right." So I perk up my ears, and, of course, I hear critters moving. And I'm thinking, okay, we've got some deer around here and plenty of them. There must be, you know, four or five deer. That's what I expected to see. It was dark. It was 10 minutes before legal shooting time. Dark. But just starting to get where you could kind of sort of see. You know, it wasn't twilight. It was just before that. And all around me, you know. And all of a sudden, and right there, 15 feet, let me say it again, 15 feet was a black bear. Remember, I'm seated on the ground. Remember, it's too dark to shoot. Well, he put on the brakes. And immediately I start thinking, oh, the dog followed us out here. When I heard him coming, I said, that dog followed us from the house. It didn't. The dog had a white face and a brown body. I'm looking for anything white on this in this critter. Nope. Pitch black. Well, the bear didn't stay long. Now, he didn't make any noise, but he just turned and made a 90-degree angle and pew, up through the woods he went, probably the same way he came in. There was more than one of whatever was running. Immediately, the neighbor's dog started to sound off, and we sat there and saw a deer the rest of the morning. The bears didn't come back. But I will tell you something. Now, I've bear hunted in Canada, and I've had them at 25 yards. But when you're in an elevated tree stand, and it's daylight, it's a lot different than when you're sitting on the ground in the dark. And Laura was a little excited at that point because this, you know, she was 6 feet to my right, so the bear was 20 feet or so from her, and he was right there. So that was an exciting time, and then nothing the rest of the day, and we wrapped it up, and I came home. So that's my hunting experiences for the week, and I hope you enjoyed it. Now let's talk to Odell in Baltimore Highlands. Good morning, Odell. How are you?
All right. How you doing, Alan?
Doing well. How about you?
All right. My grandson wanted to know if he could use a 16 use of pellet rifle to hunt squirrels and rabbits with.
Yes.
He can?
Yep, but he's got to have a hunt license.
Right, I know.
Yep, got to have a hunt license.
We've got a buddy's farm, you know, we shoot some rats with, but he said, hey, Poppy, I want to be able to hunt squirrels and rabbits. I said, well, I got to find out first.
Yeah, that's all legal.
Because I said, I know the person that I asked. And I'll call him on the phone tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Well, you know, air guns have been legalized here in Maryland for a couple of years. And
yeah, I got in that new Gambo. It's got takes that 10-shot clip.
Yeah, how do you like it?
The scope's scrappy, but I put a better scope on it.
Yeah, when any kind of pellet rifle, then when you get a scope on it, you gotta really look hard, because that's, you know, put together for not long-range shooting, and you're not going to shoot anything at, you know, 100 yards with a pellet gun, but...
No, it's probably about good at probably about 25, 30 yards.
Yep.
Around there.
Exactly. So, I grew up with a pump-action Crossman 760 and made some pretty terrific shots. That's quite frankly how I learned to shoot and become a good marksman. Because you have to concentrate on your sights and your target at the same time. And I'm not bragging, but it's been a long time since I've really missed a deer that I've had had a good shot at or something like that. And usually I'm okay.
Yeah, my grandfather and my father, they used to take me hunting with them. And before I even got a gun, they gave me a broomstick with a clothespin on it, and I had to use that as a gun, and like I had a real gun going over a fence and everything else with it.
Wow.
And
wow.
Yeah, they were from the old school.
It's supposed to be, brother. That is how it's supposed to be.
I'm 65 now, right? And I tell my grandkids about it, oh, Papa, you're old as dirt.
Sure. Well, you know, kids don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand you can put your gun in the back of your car and drive to school and then go deer hunting afterwards, or squirrel hunting, or rabbit hunting, or whatever. Did that a lot of times.
Yeah, I got broken with old Stevenson single shot 22.
Wow.
Yeah, that's old.
Yep, you're right. So
I used to be able to get two shots off it from my buddy, get one off, two shots off with the clip. But I still got that old gun. I let them shoot it once in a while. They get a kick out of it.
Oh, yeah, but sure. Absolutely.
I just want to thank you.
What are you doing? What are you doing, the dishes or something there, brother?
No, I drive track trailer. I drive.
Oh, you're out. Doubles. You're out.
I'm dropping my trailers. I'm done for tonight, but I listen to you still all the time.
I'm glad to hear that.
I got back a little earlier.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Here last week, I had a 300-pound black bear run out on the road on me.
Where at?
Between Lynchburg and Amherst, Virginia.
Wow.
29.
Yeah.
And I had my Jake break going. It go.
Did you scare the bear?
Back up in the woods.
Huh? Yeah. Scared the bear, huh?
Yeah, I scared him.
Yeah.
He scared me, too.
I bet. Yeah. How close was he?
Oh, he was right on the edge of the road. I was coming down the hill, crossed the bridge across the river, and he was right there.
Wow.
I seen his black thing. That's the second one I've seen down there. I've seen one up on 70 before. 68, going towards Cumberland one time.
Right.
And I was coming back, and I said, man, somebody done let a black lab out up there, right? And I get closer. Damn, there, that's a bear.
They're fun to watch. I can tell you that. I've been on bear stand in New Brunswick, and I'll tell you, you watch them all night, waiting for the right one. I watched one time take a piece of moose hide and just tear it like it was tissue paper. I mean, they're very powerful animal, no question. So.
And I see sometimes 30-40 deer a night.
Oh, I've no
and
doubt.
Later, I had a old 6-point buck. And I was between Lynchburg and Alta Vista, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And the deer, he just come out, and he was in the left lane. And I'm going down this steep hill, and I'm slowing down. And then he goes in the right lane. I get in the left lane, and all of a sudden, like, he committed suicide. Just lay down in the road in front of me.
No, that's...
He could hardly move. He was just an old deer.
Yeah.
He's all white in the face and everything.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. I said, why you gotta do that to me?
Yeah. Yeah, you hate but, did you actually hit him?
Yeah, he went up underneath the tractor and all.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I couldn't stop all the way, you know. I slowed down. I slowed down like 45, and it's like a 65-70 mile zone there, right?
Yeah.
I slowed down.
I hit one on Route 70 in 2011. I was doing 70 miles an hour, and he came out, and when I first saw him, he was just in front of my right fender, and I hadn't seen him coming at all. He just bolted out in front of me, and the last time I saw him, he was flying through the air, even with my rearview mirror, and I just kept on going. There was nothing I could do about it. I knew he was crushed, you know, and not anything left of him. So
I had three of them at one time
about four years
ago on 66.
Yeah.
Around about the 16-mile marker, down from 81.
Yeah.
And I couldn't go anywhere with no shoulder, so they tell us not to swerve. Cause
oh, no.
I haul a double trailer.
Yeah, right? No. Don't ever do that.
Hit him, tore the radiator out of the truck and everything, and then my buddy, he lives down in Roanoke, and we talk on the radio every night, and he tell me the next night, he say, I heard you hit three deer at the 16-mile marker. I said, yeah. He said, well, that was on the eastbound side. He said, but I had a black bear over on the westbound side.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, he said he just stuck his head out, and then he hit it with the tire and broke its neck. I said, why don't you stop and get it? He says, you crazy. he called DNR to come get it and everything.
Yeah, of course.
Told him about it, but, you know.
You guys take a lot of risks out there at night, and, we appreciate everything you do to keep the country moving. So.
Yeah, I appreciate the show. I like listening to you and Robin and Fan when she gets on there talk about her experience going hunting.
Yep.
She's a trip.
She is a trip. So,
yep.
Hey, Odell, appreciate it. Thank you. We got to roll along, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a blessed one.
You do, too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, you know what? Muzzleloader season's over, but there's another one coming after the firearm season. But, you know, in between, we got the rut started here real soon, and I'm thinking this week's going to kick it off pretty hard. Did see a nice buck this morning with four does, and, he wasn't really pushing them. He was kind of feeding along, but, they're all starting to get interested in the breeding cycle, so. That's coming up for you bow hunters, and guess who has the equipment that you need? That's right. That would be Chesapeake Outdoors. They carry those great Matthew Solo Cam bows. They've got the crossbows by Barnett and Mission and 10 Point and Carbon Express and Excalibur. They've got custom arrows and crossbow bolts and bow tuning and all the accessories you need. And, oh, I didn't neglect to mention they have the brand new Raven crossbow. This is a special piece. You ought to go take a look at one of those at least. They have all the firearms you need for waterfowl season, all the steel shot, all the decoys and the gear and the camo by Bandit and Under Armour, the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area. Where am I talking about again? First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. That would be Chesapeake Outdoors. That's on Route 50. Just off of exit number 39B, headed east on Ken Island, and that would be Dominion Road. That's Chesapeake Outdoors. They're open now, Or you can call them. Why not? 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. I don't go through the fast food drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the deer stand or the duck blind. I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. And from 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut or call 410-228-9111. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me and Robin there. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A love story.
Hunter safety cards in the ashtray. Spent 223 shell case rolling in the floorboard. Her camouflage caps on the dash. Grunt call hanging from the rear view. Tanks drag rag and rubber mug boots and a bloodstained scent blocker shirt. With the tail cut out in the back. It sure smells a lot like dope in this Dixie cup. She knew just how to hurt me after we broke up. She shot my bow. She just rode the wind down and lit him up. In a field outside of town, squeezed all around, he hit the ground. Bloody drag marks is all I found. She shot my bow. I keep this trail cam picture stored in my iPhone contacts next to her number. Yeah, just in case she calls. She's probably at the taxidermy right now, putting a fat deposit down on a shoulder mount that she'll hang on her wall. My buddy stopped by and asked if I'd like to hunt today. Well, I'm not gonna lie, with a tear in my eye, all I could say, she shot.
Muddy drag marks, bloody drag marks are all I found.
WCBM 680 is our phone number, folks. We're giving a muzzleloader away today, and all you got to do is call in, leave your name and number, go on the air with me and say hi, and you're in the drawing. Mr. Chris has his list there. He's ready to write your name and number, and we're ready to draw that thing the next hour. We got a lot of folks on the list here. Well, I'll tell you, we've been cranking them up. They've been emailing and getting in the contest that way. So You know, if you're one of those people on the list that emailed or called in, even when we were off, we allowed you to do that. Guess what? You qualify. How about that? So let's light up those phones like that young lady lit up that buck. The black bear hunt has concluded, and unpredictable weather conditions in Mountain Maryland is what the press release says, didn't hamper hunters from enjoying time afield this week during the state's 2017 black bear hunting season. Preliminary results of the 14th annual hunt reveal that 128 hunters successfully harvested a Bruin over the four-day hunt in western Maryland despite battling heavy rains, reduced daylight, and dropping temperatures. We're thrilled with another successful bear hunt and view it as further evidence that the department is managing the state's black bear population effectively. That's from the Wildlife and Heritage Service Director, Paul Pedito. With such an expanding and healthy bear population throughout western Maryland, this hunt is an essential management tool. For just a second year, hunters were allowed to harvest bears in all four western counties, Allegheny, Frederick, Garrett, and Washington counties. 128 of the black bears that were harvested, 22 were from Allegheny County, 2 were from Frederick County, 103 from Garrett County, 1 from Washington County. The average pounds was the average, 152 pounds was the average weight of the bears. 69% of the bears were taken on private land, which means 31%, almost a third, were taken on public land. That's right. 5,453 hunters applied for a permit. 1,683 hunters actually participated of those 750 permits that were granted. There's the rundown on the black bear. We got a beautiful picture of Chris Venker. He used a Remington 280, took a 250-pound Garrett County bear on first day. He was hunting at noon on Savage River State Forest. Took it at 75 yards. Been there, Chris. Beautiful place. Lots of bears. Congratulations. Oh, look at all those callers. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. We got an email from our buddy John B. He says, now you understand. When we saw that bear at 25 yards on the hiking trail, yeah, it was pretty scary. At 15 yards in the dark, or at 5 yards in the dark, 15 feet in the dark. Yeah, that would have had a little impact. So, and it did, no question. Richard, Chestertown, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good.
What's up?
Tell you why I called. We now, in Kent County, we're getting more Sundays this season.
That's correct.
Archery.
That's correct.
And, I want to thank you and all your efforts and the group that you folks work with down in Annapolis. And I just want you to know that your efforts aren't going unnoticed and unappreciated. Thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate that. But unfortunately, the people might recognize that, but the support is a little bit lacking. This is the last day of our financially. This is the last day of our matching fund fundraiser. And one of our directors, Mr. Dale Gertz, offered 2 weeks ago on this radio show to match any contributions up to $5,000 with today as the cutoff. And, Richard, you just called in. And, look, we're not going to take any credit for that event in Kent County because a group of interested hunters led by Bernie Cole over there got together and did it the right way. This is how it works. You start locally. You get your group together. You form a cogent argument, and you put together a proposal. You go to the county council. If the county council views your proposal favorably and votes on it, and your proposal passes, then it goes to the county delegation. When it goes to the county delegation, they have to vote on it. These are the delegates and the senators from your county. They have to vote to approve the measure. When they vote to approve the measure, they will introduce the legislation. Or maybe they introduce the legislation and then vote. You know, it works a couple of different ways. It depends on how it's all crafted. The delegation was in favor. The county council was in favor. The sportsmen in Kent County were in favor. When it got to the General Assembly, it was a beautiful bill. But unfortunately, the opposition from the Maryland Horse Council testified against all Sunday hunting for whatever reason, anywhere, anytime, any county, any jurisdiction in Maryland. The Maryland Horse Council is against additional Sunday hunting. And you will notice that there are a couple of restrictions that you have to end by 10:30 in the morning. Okay, a meeting with the stakeholders, Maryland Horse Council, the Fox Chasers, the Maryland Bowhunter Society, the Farm Bureau, Maryland Hunting Coalition. We were all at the table, okay, in December of 2015. We hammered out an agreement, and we said, okay, only for 2 additional days of firearm season, during the firearm season, will you be required to stop at 11 o'clock in the morning. Everybody agreed in principle at the table, all parties. The language was crafted and sent to all the parties. The first party to agree to this is all Sundays, all species, every county, statewide. We all agreed, okay, in principle at the table. So the language is crafted. Maryland Hunting Coalition, Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Bowhunter Society signed in right away. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Never heard from the Maryland Horse Council, never heard from the Fox Chasers. Now, we had a week to do this, and we all responded very quickly. Never heard from them. Guess what? Comes January, the Horse Council says, oh, well, we had a meeting in November, and our members, we had a meeting in November. I got to do that. You can't call me on my cell phone when I'm on the air, folks, okay? the call-in number is 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. Sorry to interrupt there, Richard, but here's how that worked, okay? So the deal was cut at the table. Horse Council. All right, huh? Yeah, I know myself. I got to turn it off now. Unfortunately, they keep trying to call on my cell. Can't do it. So anyway, I'm sorry about this, and I'm sorry to all the other callers that are waiting. But long story short, that 10:30 bill was introduced, driven by the Horse Council, and it became ingrained in 2016, 2017, and it affected legislation in Kent County, Wicomico County, and Montgomery County ever since they didn't agree to the deal and tried to go do an end run with us. We got it killed in the Rules Committee because they put the bill in too late. It never saw a committee meeting, but it became ingrained in the conversation then that this 10:30, you know, stupid thing is what I call it. It just makes me mad that you can't hunt past 10:30 in certain areas. So thanks for calling on that, Richard. I'm sorry. Thank you for the opportunity to explain it a little bit. I'm sorry to hold up the rest of the callers, so just hang on there, okay?
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Richard. You take care. See ya. Bye-bye. Boy, I said a lot there. Let's see. Greg in Somerset County. You with me, Greg?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay, buddy. Thanks. What's up?
First of all, I want to tell you I love your show. I mean, I wake up just to hear your show every Saturday.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
And I want to tell you something. I live down here in Somerset County, a little town called Shinola. And let me tell you something. The crowd is running like crazy down here. And the speckled trout, the white perch, the yellow perch, all the spotted, spotted trout.
Sea trout. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and oh my God, I'm telling you. And the clams and oysters today, when there's a lot of wind, they wash up on the beach. You can pick them up, and the whole thing up, and mussels everywhere.
You live in God's country down there in Somerset County. I'll tell you what, it's like unexplored territory down there.
Yes, sir, I lived here for 30 years, and I just love it so. Every day of my life, I just look up, it's like a vacation. I just love it so much. I'm retired now, so.
All right, Greg.
But let me tell you one thing real quick. The deer, and there's wild turkeys everywhere running through my own place, my own property. I got 5.5 acres, that's all.
Oh, that's nice.
To me, it's like a plantation, but, you know, it's like the wild turkeys are everywhere. I mean, running all around everywhere. And eagles, you can see eagles every day of your life.
Oh, yeah.
You're up there in the sky. And one more thing is that a friend of mine was down here hunting one time from Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
He shot a deer, and he went and started to pull him back to here to clean him out and everything, but it didn't have any eyes. I said, what the hell? excuse my language, what's going on with this? What do you call that? He said, I have no idea.
Okay, Greg.
I'm out of here.
Hey, I you had a lot of credibility there for a minute. All right.
Oh, well, you know, I appreciate that so much.
Take care, buddy.
And thank God for being, you know, I love your show so much.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
When the deer was in the back of the truck and you saw it had no eyes and it was already dead, what did you call it then?
I have no idea.
No. What? Still no idea.
You're right.
Goodbye.
Oh, you know, I didn't tell you that. You know, you won't believe this, but down here, I swear to God, what they'll do is the deer that aren't afraid of people because nobody hurts them except for them hunting.
Right.
You know, what they do is they actually, if you're walking down the road, people take walks, a lot of walks down here, and you walk down the road, and they follow you like a little dog. I'm not kidding you. They follow you like a dog.
Wow, that's crazy.
I swear. And they, one time, me and my friend were coming home from a place I used to play at a bar, and we were driving home, and this little baby threw the weight spot on his back, tried to get in my car. I said, little baby, you have to be afraid of us, because people like to shoot you. I would never hurt you, but...
All right.
Don't try to get in the car, please. Come on.
All right, buddy. Hey, we got to roll along. Thank you.
I love your show, Casey.
All right, Greg. Thanks for calling in. Good luck to you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. There he goes. And Mike in Middle River. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Alan.
What's going on?
I love them Lower Eastern Shore stories. I used to hunt in Somerset County, and they always told us good story, hunt deer stories down there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So we the deer we never saw.
Right.
Yep. Anyway, I got in on the muzzleloading season,
drawing.
Okay. Last weekend when you were.
Ah, okay.
So I cheated, so.
No, you didn't cheat. You were invited to do that, but I'm glad you called in.
What is that calling it? My son, they hunted down in Queen Anne's County.
Right.
During a three-day muzzleload, and they were very successful. They got a deer each day, so that was good. And I wanted to throw another question out to you. Do you personally use hunting lore for bucks?
Say that again. Do I what?
Deer lore, like
yeah, you,
69 and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't use that particular one, but yeah, I do use scents more so, and decoys more so during the rut than any other time.
Because I was going to, my son was down. I used to hunt Somerset County, and I also used to hunt in Delaware. We had 200 acres down there
for right.
a few years. And they used to have a lure down there, which they used to sell up here, but they don't know more. The name of it is Zeke's. You ever hear of it?
Yeah, it's Zeke Richardson down at Delmarva Sporting Clays.
Yes, and we used it down in Delaware, and we were very, very successful with it. And we couldn't find it up here no more, and the people around here were saying that they didn't make it no more. And my son, a couple weeks ago when he was down the shore, he went down to that that rifle shooting place there in Vienna.
That would be Delmarva Sporting Clays, Mr. Richardson.
Yeah, they had it.
Zeke.
He got a couple bottles of it.
Never mind.
I mean, that's some of the best stuff we've ever used. I personally, I never used that stuff until I hunted down, you know, in Delaware and stuff.
Yep.
I've seen what the guys were getting the good reason. I never even believed in that stuff until I've seen what they were bringing out, and I used it, and wow.
Got it, Mike. Okay, well, thanks for the free commercial. I'll bill Zeke on that one, okay?
What I'm saying is that some of these shops up here should get it. You know what I'm saying?
Have you been in any of the shops lately and seen all the deer scents on the wall? There's
no,
a lot of them.
I haven't.
No, okay. All right, Mike, I got to let you go, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, buddy. See ya. Cynthia, thanks for holding on. How you doing? Hello, Cynthia.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm falling asleep there for a minute.
Oh, sorry, babe. What's going on?
Nothing too much. I'm just calling to enter your contest.
Okay.
And I love listening to your program every Saturday.
I appreciate that.
And happy birthday to Jake, and congratulations on your marriage.
Well, thank you. That's coming up pretty soon. Can't wait.
I know.
December 16th in Deep Creek.
Holy mercy.
Maybe we'll see a bear.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks, Cynthia.
All right, and can I call again, like, next week?
Yeah, sure, because we're going to have a new contest next week.
Oh, it's a new contest.
Yep. Okay.
What's that contest for?
another muzzleloader. We do three a year.
Another muzzleloader. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Re-roll. Okay.
Thank you, dear.
God bless.
You too. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Chris, hang on there a little bit. I got to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They are rocking and ready for all the hunting seasons. They've got those great Browning firearms. Of course, they have a full-time gunsmith on staff who does all the repairs and the bore sighting and the scope mounting and that type of thing. But let me tell you about a couple of rifles. There's the Hell's Canyon Speed in ATAX Arid Urban Camo with a DuraTouch finish, a composite stock. The barrel and the action is Cerakote finished. It's got a fluted barrel. It's got a sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, an adjustable trigger. It's a bolt action in select calibers, and this will be my next gun in .308. There's the AB 300, the A-Bolt 3, mounted with a scope, a 4x12 by 40 BDC Buckmaster scope mounted from the factory. Comes in wood and composite, wood and synthetic, let's put it that way. Comes in a lot of different calibers from 243 to 300 Win Mag, and this is the best deal you can find on a combination gun, bar none. It's a Browning AB3 Hunter, and that's the one you ask for. And then, of course, there's the X-Bolt, extremely accurate bolt-action, big-game hunting perfection. All the standard, all the Magnum, all the short Magnum calibers, comes with an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. It's great. It's a nice gun. And you can see them all at Clyde Sports Shop. We'll talk about the waterfowl guns a little later. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. Now, here's a special deal. The folks at Good Times Crab House, right there on Liberty Road, says if you mention that you heard about them on this radio show, they will give you $5 off a dozen crabs. So anybody that's looking for crabs here near the end of the season, and you just heard they're running good in Somerset County, so, you know, they're running good everywhere, I guess, so they will have some good crabs, good Maryland crabs. $5 off a dozen, but you got to mention Alan Ellis, Outdoors and Radio Show, WCBM. Tell whoever's behind the counter, and they'll give you $5 off your dozen. There you go.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Big change up underway this weekend here in Baltimore, starting off on the warm side of things with high temps today above average at 70 degrees. Pretty stiff south wind ahead of a cold front coming in for tonight. Rain showers, thunderstorms developing late tonight, a low down to 60 degrees. Some heavy rain around and rumbles of thunder for Sunday as the front clips us. Morning high temperature of 62, falling into the 50s Sunday afternoon, down in the 30s Sunday night. I'm Scott Lariamore at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse. near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, I was born and raised on the Eastern Shore, in the slower lower half where there's not much more than a whole lot of water and a small strip of land. Little towns like Prince's Anne, cannon factories in tomato fields, crab pots stacked up around Chris Field. We know the harbor where the skipjack sails. That's right. I'm from Somerset County.
All right, let's go to Chris and Laurel. Thanks for holding, Chris. You still with me?
Hey, yeah, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Love your show.
Thank you.
Heard it last week for the first time, and I
first time. Okay.
Yeah, and I heard about the muzzleloader raffle, so I thought I'd give you a call and check in.
There you go. You're in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Enjoy your honey.
Thank you, buddy. Bye bye. Robert Dundalk. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
I'm good. What's up?
I called in to enter the muzzleloader contest.
Okay.
And I was at Deep Creek Lake a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And people would they just couldn't realize how many deer are out in that area.
No, I know. Yeah, but the folks out there think there's none.
Yeah, yeah.
So
there was. And they don't realize the damage they do. And we were at riding one morning, and we actually saw a black bear walking.
Oh, nice. Yep.
Yeah.
Good.
But, all right.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Butch and Dundalk, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
I'm just calling in to register for the muzzleloader.
You are in it.
Sounds like a winner.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Whew. All right. Let's see. What else is going on here? Yeah, let's take the last break and then we'll come right back and close it out. Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
All right, let's just go right to the John here on from Severna Park. Good morning, John. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine, Alan. How are you doing, buddy?
Good, good. Are you the fella kept trying to call me?
Yeah, sorry about that. The phone number was on the website. I figured that's the one.
Yeah, sometimes it should say call-in number on there somewhere, but that's okay. So
I couldn't find it. I just wanted to
that's all right.
Muzzleloader contest, and I actually had a question for you also.
Okay.
I've noticed this year I've been fishing the Magusy River for, I don't know, 40-some years, and
right.
I haven't caught any chain pickerel at all.
Wow. I'm
wondering what is up with that, because I'm usually catching tons of them.
I don't know. I don't know if it's too salty. I don't know if it's too...
I don't know if anybody else had seen that.
I don't know. I can try to find out for you. Why don't you drop me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Beautiful. Thank you, sir.
You got it, John. You're in the contest. Thank you.
All right, bud.
Bye-bye. Here he goes. And we've got Justin in Sudlersville, probably last caller of the day. Good morning, Justin. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good. This hour is what I was trying to say. How you doing?
All right.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Just headed to the woods.
Okay.
You know, wanted to put my name in for the muzzleloader again.
What are you after today? Bow hunting today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One Thursday, killed a nice 3.5-year-old 6-point.
Nice.
And, actually, it had some kind of bacterial infection.
In the rack?
Elbows. Now on his elbows.
Really?
Was gone. Had patches on his back. You see a hip bone. His spine.
Oh, probably EHD.
I called the DNR.
Yeah.
They didn't send anybody out.
They should have.
Wildlife people.
Yeah.
And they said it sounded like a bacterial infection.
Mm.
You know, told me not to eat the meat. And all
yeah,
that.
Sorry about that.
Sucks. I mean, he was probably would have been pushing 200 pounds.
Wow.
I had lost like a quarter to a third of his body.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry to hear that, Justin. Well.
Still a nice trophy.
You did the right thing. Hey, buddy, gotta go. Thanks.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too. Get out, stay out, stay safe.